VEW Mobile.
For VGC.
04VEW Mobile.
Great. Name is Rich.
Ben. Ben is in Benjamin from Simpsonville. How you doing this gray morning?
In the damp weather. I'm down in Townville.
I'm on 385, got hit per day. Kind of a dark spot on the radio, but I'm going to pick up a couple of suits I bought. I've got a wedding, not mine, but a wedding to attend in about 2 weeks.
Oh boy. Open bar, I hope.
So this wind we're supposed to get today, tonight, is this supposed to be a take your antenna down kind of wind?
According to the news, yes. They seem to give you more gloom and doom. It's usually not as bad as they say. At least where I am.
Simpsonville. And it's, you know, dead still right now, and it's already supposed to be 15 miles per hour. So I'm debating, should I take it down over caution or try not to get on the roof while the roof is wet?
Wet roof is no fun. Is the antenna more than a wire antenna? Is it not a surface area?
It's a Comet tri-band, so it's about a 7/8, about 8 feet tall, and it's up 5 or 6 feet off the roof.
Wouldn't worry about it. It's probably rated somewhere around 60 miles an hour. I mean, you only have a thin pole, so I wouldn't worry about it.
The surface area. My slight concern is that the length of it will start whipping around and pull the mounts loose, but I don't think so. I've got those things in with some pretty big screws.
I have some similar antennas on the roof and never had a problem with them, with any of the wind storms that we have gotten. I'm over here on Lake Hartwell.
Yeah, if you're near the water, I'll bet it can kick up pretty well. I don't know, the last couple of, quote, wind storms we've had, it hasn't been that big of a deal. Of course, I'm going to unplug it if there's lightning, but, I don't know, it's already wet.
Be my decision. You always could just unplug the antenna if you're worried about lightning.
That pretty regularly. If there's lightning, I'll unplug it. I think it's pretty sturdy up there.
It's the HF radio coax switch to off position. And my whole system is on batteries, so charged by solar. So I'm not tied to the electrical ground.
Tied into electrical, but I do have the lightning protection on the feed line. I'm going to leave my dipole up because it's not super high. It's about 20 feet. It's no higher than the house, but definitely way lower than the trees. I'll leave that one alone. That was just the Comet tri-bander. I was like, oh, I don't know. Should I pull it down? But so the roof's already wet, so it may not. I may leave it and, you know, just chance it. Worst case scenario, I have to pull it back up.
Yeah, I don't think the wind's enough to worry about. I have a wire antenna up there too, a dipole. And on the trees I have it connected to, I use a brick as a weight so the trees can flex without yanking the wire out.
That's cool. I've thought about doing some kind of counterweight system like that. The brake is not too heavy.
Just a red brick type with three holes in it. That's a makes a good weight. Moves around as just going through a screw eye that I have up in the tree, and it works pretty well. Of course, I get comments of why do you have a brick hanging from your tree?
Probably makes people wonder. Yeah, I guess a screw eye would be pretty good. You don't want to go over the branch. You use a screw eye, so it's a slick surface that tie-on rope can kind of pass through.
I mean, you could put a tilt pulley up there, but the screw eye is just fine. And I just use a black line.
Installed a Maxcon off-center fed this past weekend, and it's doing really well. It's black line, does 80 through 10, and I'm real happy with it.
It's part of that, I'm sorry.
I'm about to get out of the car anyway. I'm in kind of a questionable area, out of sight of the repeater.
Well, you've been doing good. I just had an interruption here that I didn't hear you. Okay, I'll let you go. Good talking to you. I may venture out. And for VDC, have a good day, Ben.
All right, you do too. I will catch you down the log. KO4ZEW, clear.